say it. Somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum wine, yeah. You're asking the questions that nobody could. Like where the bum thoughts in, are they in harmony? Do, do, help a snowman. Do.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to an episode of a show. We have kind of a special show today in that it's not very special. We have something going on. Basically, what's going to happen is I went on a dive, a medium dive. Deep dive, no. That would be work. That would be preparation. But I did take a medium dive, and you should be satisfied with that. You know, this is what your life is. This is what you signed up for when you downloaded the show. So if you're not happy, live in your own decision. Okay? I started finding out that there are a lot of podcasts out there that are actually boring on purpose. Now, some of these, I guess, aren't boring on purpose. Some of these exist and started filling in. Well, this is my version of I'm gonna sort of, you know, the winners dictate history. And there's some way in which my existence I could be viewed as a winner of some kind. So this is me being a winner making history. And my personal theory. Because my first podcast that we're gonna listen to just a little clip of together is called the BBC Shipping Forecast. And this is the latest weather reports and forecasts for UK shipping. Now, my theory on this is that this existed as like basically a, you know, useful service, right? Oh yeah, shipping. Well, people need to know the shipping news, whatever. And then at some point, you know, I'm guessing like grandpas and shit listen to this because it's basically like watching the Weather Channel. And then I think people started listening to it like to go to sleep at night and shit like that. Let's find a clip here.
We leave Newsday and start our day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nichols. There's the latest news and weather coming up. And why one environmentalist claims that the UK's national parks are being ruined by sheep. That's all before six, but first a look ahead to the weekend.
I've always shied away from calling myself
herd highlights.
Moderate or good, occasionally very...
Trying to skip ahead to the actual shipping forecast here.
Very poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger.
I don't think I understood any of what that person... Forties, Tyne, Dogger.
South 2-4 becoming cyclonic 3-5. Occasional rain or showers... Thundery in Tyne, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German.
That's a good way to describe my mood. Occasionally good to moderately poor.
Mumbai. Variable 2-4 becoming south or southeast 5-7. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor.
Moderate or good, occasionally poor. So this is just weather updates. It's like 15 minutes long. And I gather that people started listening to this basically to like put themselves to sleep, right? And so then I think the next evolution of this was people started creating podcasts that were boring on purpose. And the idea was then you could sleep. And so this is a podcast called I Can't Sleep Podcast. Let's see. They're like an about. Ad-free episodes. Insight timer. I don't understand. Oh, you could become a sponsor of I Can't Sleep. A boring podcast that quiets your mind so you can get the sleep you deserve. It's has dozens of boring episodes on topics that create enough interest to put you to sleep. So I think this person was trying to basically be like, well, I want this to be boring, but not too boring, but not too interesting. Crazy Carl 65 says, one moment I was learning about the sky, the next morning it's morning. Okay. One moment I was learning about the sky, the next moment it's morning, and I have one AirPod in and the other is missing. Educational, great audio quality, and a danger to AirPod users. Emily Ray J says this has been her salvation for several weeks now. Beth, super boring. I loved it. So let's see. Some of the topics they've covered. Gemstones. I agree, that's pretty boring. Cicadas. That's pretty boring. Mario, as in Super Mario? This is supposed to be boring. Fall asleep learning about Mario. In this episode, fall asleep learning about Mario. I thoroughly enjoyed recording this episode. Exploring the origins and evolutions of products is a passion of mine. And I uncovered numerous intriguing details about Mario. Now, here's what I think is really... Oh my god. Here are the sponsors. Prolon. Factor. DoorDash, BetterHelp, HelloFresh, Jupiter CBD Oil, and Sleep Phones. Holy shit. Okay, where do I listen? Let's play. This is an hour long. How much of this is going to be an ad?
That said, we recognize that some listeners will prefer to get rid of sponsorship messages and advertisements. If that's you, please consider signing up for the ad-free version of the...
This is another thing that I think is funny. So podcasts will be like, you can get an ad-free version if you pay for it. And it's like, so the ad-free version, you know, this is also another ad for the ad-free version.
The show. Head on over to icantsleep.supportingcast.fm to sign up and listen on your podcast player of choice. Use code SLEEP for one free...
...wants to push their limits, achieve peak performance, and...
2 minutes in, we're still on ads.
...be unpopular and... plan to use him for cameo appearances.
Oh, here's the Mario.
Originally called Mr. Video and Jumpman, he was renamed Mario after Nintendo of America's landlord, Mario Segel. Following his appearance in Donkey Kong, he was added in other video games before making his appearance in Super Mario Bros. 1985, a Nintendo Entertainment System game that started the Super Mario series.
Okay, so there you go. That's what that's about. So this guy just, like, I guess, writes down stuff and is like, here's what's boring. I'm actually kind of mad about this because I'm like, he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sponsors. And let's see, ad-free episodes. How much do you think this costs? $2.99 a month. Okay, that's a very reasonable price. I'm okay with that. But, you know, ad-free, I don't know, I'm kind of like, well, maybe the ads. It's funny to have a boring podcast that's supposed to be boring on purpose and to be like, well, I don't want to hear the ads, though. You know what I mean? All right, next we've got Boring Books for Bedtime, a weekly podcast that grew out of two simple ideas. People need help sleeping and they love a bedtime story. In each episode, our host, Sharon Handy, calmly and quietly reads from an old public domain book. That's what's great is like public domain. That means copyright free. And there's a million. Should we look at the episodes? See, is there anything? Do you think there's anything like Dracula? Oh, okay. So this is like On Horsemanship, Part 2. The Principles of Chemistry. 1890 Gardner & Co. Seed Annual. How about the Railway Traveler's Handbook, Part 2? Should we check that out? I'm going to just skip like to 3 minutes in.
To prevent the terrible consequences that might otherwise ensue. Therefore, passengers, to ensure being booked, should be at the station 5 minutes earlier than the advertised time of departure. The doors of the booking office are usually closed at the time fixed for the departure of the train, after which no person can be admitted. It should here be observed that the clocks at the various railway stations are universally set and regulated by London time.
Jesus fucking Christ, okay. I'm not a big fan of that like overly calm voice, but whatever. Okay, so then I look at this Patreon. Cheapest tier, $3. Guess how many members? If you guessed 658, you'd be wrong, because it's 659. So this person is making, well, gross about $2,000 a month. But then I guess take away maybe a third. I don't know. Probably like $1,800 a month. Pretty safe to say. Probably making more, though, because there are probably more members at these. There's a $3, $5, $10, and $15 tier. This is making me feel really bad about myself, because it's like, so I may have missed the boat by doing a boring podcast, but not an intentionally boring podcast. Okay, so here's one called Sleep Lists, which is like basically a podcast for people trying to sleep. And this lady just reads lists, like elements of the periodic table, or countries, or like this episode that I found. It was, where'd it go? Pasta types. This is 44 minutes.
I'm working on revamping sleep lists a little bit for season 4.
Fuck you. Okay? Seasons. You don't have seasons where you're just literally reading lists of things and it's like season 4. That is something I've never done with this show that I find so pretentious on podcasts when they're like, there's seasons. Because I'm like, okay, if you have a podcast where there's like an arc, you know, and it has a beginning, middle, and end, that's fine. If it's like a fiction podcast or like a storytelling or something, I can kind of get behind it. Or, you know, like you're doing like a, whatever that shit was, the Making a Murderer serial. And you're like, well, you know, season 1 and season 2, it's a very different show. All right, I'm into that. But when the show is like the same, well, let's see what the changes are.
If you want to be among the first to learn about what's new at Sleep Lists next quarter, head over and sign up on my Patreon page, linked in the show notes. You can follow Sleep Lists without paying, and if you choose to subscribe...
All right, let's see. I can't find the Patreon. Patreon/Sleep Lists. Doesn't say how many members there are. This person has turned off the member number. Okay, when someone turns off the member number, that must mean one of two things. A, the number is very low. And if the number is very low, they don't want to be embarrassed because, you know, it's very low. But if the number is really high, that could also be a reason to turn it off, because you don't want people to know, like, you don't want people to do what I just did and do the math on it. You know what I mean? Because in fairness to that other podcast, I'm not saying people shouldn't pay for this or any other podcast. Like, go for it. I don't care. I have a Patreon. You could go to it. Patreon.com/helpfulsnowman. Nobody does, but you can. But I'm not saying people shouldn't pay for shows. I think what I'm trying to say is like, I don't know, doing the math on that is a little gross, right? Because like, it's not really about, do I think that these podcasters deserve $2,000 a month for doing this show? It's really about like, well, do I think they deserve five of my dollars? You know what I mean? So I can never get mad. The other thing is I can never get mad when people ask for money like that. And it's not because I do it. I have no problem being mad in a hypocritical way. You know what I mean? I think being hypocritical is very fun and an underrated way to engage with the world. My problem with it, or, you know, my not problem with it is just that, like, I think it's fine to like put out a collection plate, and if people want to put money into it, they can. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not forcing anyone to pay you anything. You're just saying like, hey, if you want to pay me for this, here is an avenue through which you can do that. If you want to pay me some money, and then my taxes every year are kind of complicated because all of my money is like stupid money. And it's like, well, you made $22 on Redbubble this year from your t-shirt designs. And I'm like, okay, well, that's awesome. Anyway.
For just $5 a month, I will include a description.
I don't really care for this background music right away.
Bucatini. Thick, spaghetti-like pasta with a hole running through the center. Tripoline. These are thick ribbons ridged on one side.
See, I could never do this because you know what I would end up doing is screwing around. I would be like, Tripoline! You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't stop myself. I couldn't stop it. And, you know, I everyone would be like, I woke up in the middle of this because, you know, somebody was like listening to it. And I'm like, Bucatelli, da, 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 da. But then I was like, da, ba, do, da. I'm making the hand gesture wildly, by the way. Okay, now we've got one called The Boring Talks. James Ward introduces another curious talk about a subject that may seem boring, but is actually very interesting, maybe. So this one kind of doesn't fit, because it's actually, I think, something that's supposed to sound boring, but isn't. But the problem I had with this one is number 55 is farts. Now, and also, let me just read the description for you. Colorectal surgeon and comedian Janan Yaunis wants to get to the bottom of a taboo subject that everyone has struggled with at some stage, farts. First of all, I like get to the bottom of, good joke there. But has everyone struggled with farts? I mean, yes, I have struggled with farts at times of holding in farts. But that's really the only struggle I've had with farts. You know, it's just like, you have some at a time when you can't just expel them. That's really the problem with farts. Calling that a struggle, I feel like is, let's say, impolite. In light of, you know, when someone's like, this is the Struggle of Slavery podcast, and then I'm like, we've all struggled with farts. Struggle just feels like too much word for what I would call the fart situation. Now, I'm sure many others have struggled with farts in a more intense battle, let's say, than I have. But struggle. I'm a little bit curious about surgeon, colorectal surgeon, and comedian. Those just really don't seem like two things that go together to me. Oh, it's a lady. British Assyrian stand-up is challenging stereotypes as she tackles the Iraq war in her set. All right. That's from 2023. Interesting. It keeps talking about comedian. Oh, yeah. NHS surgeon. This is kind of nuts that this person exists. I thought I was pretty cool because it's like podcaster and library person. But then it's like butt surgeon and butt joke maker. Do you think that this comedian talks a lot about farts and poop and butt stuff? I mean, she should. I don't want to dictate what others need to do in their podcasts. However, I mean, you have access to so much time to think about butts and farts and shit. And like all of that's funny, right? I mean, I would just basically start everything off with like, well, I here's my diploma. I am legitimately a colorectal surgeon. So if you were coming to this show expecting it to not to be about anything but farts and poop and butts, boy, are you about to be real disappointed. I'm not sure who sent you down the path of coming to my show thinking it wouldn't be about that, but they did you dirty because it is 100% that's what it's going to be. All right, here's one that's really weird because I don't think it's intended to be boring at all, but it's called Chameleon Academy, which when I first, and there's 325 episodes of this, by the way. And what this is now you might think Chameleon Academy and you're like, oh, maybe that's some like business term, you know, it's like, oh yeah, chameleons can move from job to job and, you know, fit in with the environment or something. No, this is legitimately about having chameleons, like pet chameleons, and how to take care of them. Let's look at some of the topics like origin and future of small batch breeding in the chameleon community, which is like, that's the title of the episode. Changes ahead for the reptile community. Can we change pet store chameleon care? The Forest Edge 5x5 chameleon cage checklist. These are all between 15 and 30 to a couple of them about an hour long. I don't know. You would think there wouldn't be enough to talk about this, but at the same time, I guess it's filling a niche, but here's what's amazing as well. Customer reviews, 4.7 out of 5 stars, although there's only 9 ratings. So that's not too crazy. However, you might also like Panther Chameleon Podcast, which is kind of the same thing. Reptile Entrepreneur. Morella Python Radio. Basically, there are a shitload. Savage Bestiary Podcast. The Wild Type Podcast. There are tons of reptile-specific care podcasts. Like, how do you take care of this kind of reptile? Well, uppercuts into the spike pit is how I take care of most kinds of reptiles. Let's just do a little
clip. Do you ever go into a pet store and look at the care there and think, oh my goodness, this needs to change? Well, today I'm going to be talking about how we should handle pet store keeping conditions. And I'm sure this is something that is relatable by most people here, that once you get involved with the community and you start doing research, you start learning what proper husbandry for a chameleon is.
Yeah, totally you do. That's just such a weird... That's one that I was like, it seems boring, but he doesn't seem bored at all. And what's funny about it is he's not doing it at all ironically. You know what I mean? There's not a tinge of irony there. Next, I found one called Shadow Facts, which you may have confused with Shadow Facts, which is the name of the horse in Lord of the Rings that somebody rides, Gandalf. But this is Shadow Facts. And what it is episodes about all of the different horses in the Lord of the Rings. So it's like, oh, we'll do an episode on so-and-so's horse, then an episode on such-and-such's horse. Which I found funny and boring that it exists, but I found something about this that I actually found kind of hilarious. So episode 1, Do You Think They're in Love, which premiered Tuesday, June 9th, 2020. This episode covers the prologue through chapter 5 of the first book, as we go journey through the Lord of the Rings horse by horse. It's up until minute marker 5740 in the corresponding film. And next episode will cover chapters 6 through 12 in the film section between 5740 and 1 hour 24 minutes. All right. Next paragraph. We recorded this episode before the Black Lives Matter protest started, but we unequivocally support that work and have been donating and engaging in local efforts to defund, disarm, demilitarize, and disband police forces. We encourage you to do the same as you are able. Also, check out this document for a few resources on racism in fantasy. Now, you know, it's sort of funny to me, like, the beauty of podcasting is that I guess, like, and, you know, internet and theory, is that, like, people can do this shit. Like, if this is something that's important to them, they could just fucking do it, right? They're like, yeah, do we do a dumb horse podcast? Yes. But also, Black Lives Matter. And you're like, all right. I mean, if that's what you're into, whatever. But there's, you know, the cynical side of me is like, is this just, like, they felt like, oh, well, how can we do a Lord of the Rings horse-based podcast and, you know, release it on this day And then, you know, people are going to be like, what the fuck? Like, you didn't mention Black Lives Matter once. Yeah, and, you know, I'm kind of like, yeah, I think that's probably okay. I don't know. Seems dumb to me. I don't really have any expectation that a podcast about horses from Lord of the Rings is going to have anything to tell me about Black Lives Matter. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't seem like the place for where people are going to be upset. So it's like, it's a weird middle ground for me, because I'm like, if this is just what the hosts are into and that's what they believe, great. But if they're doing it because they're like, oh, we got to say something about this, everyone's going to be like, why didn't Shadowfax say anything? First they came for my black neighbors, then they came for our Lord of the Rings horse podcast. Okay, here's something, an entry, a sort of different angle on the boring podcast. This is an AI-created podcast, which is a completely invented episode of an AI Joe Rogan talking to an AI Donald Trump.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can it keep me warm?
On the topic of free speech, I guess.
It does that?
The Joe Rogan AI Experience.
What you're about to hear was entirely generated with AI. Viewer's discretion advised. One thing I think a lot of people are concerned about is free speech. And it seems like with the way social media is today...
the image for this show is like a still of Joe Rogan right now that's AI generated that looks reminiscent of him. It's like a police sketch artist who used Photoshop to create, or, you know, Adobe Illustrator to make his sketch art. It's kind of what he would come up with. And you'd be like, when they busted the guy, you'd be like, okay, I guess that's him. Poonmaster Flex has just arrived on the scene. So let's see what it sounds like.
There's a lot of censorship and restrictions on what people can say and share. What do you see as the future of free speech in this country?
Well, Joe, let me tell you, free speech is the backbone of our democracy. It's what makes America great, and it's under attack. There's no question about it. The tech companies, they're trying.
Okay, here's why this is. It's interesting because it's like, well, it sounds like them and it kind of sounds like what they would probably talk about. But what's dumb about it is I'm like, but this is all just made up. You know what I mean? These aren't actual people saying anything. It's kind of like listening to a tech demo. And it's like an impressive tech demo, but it's not, you know, once you're like, well, they're not really saying anything. They're just, I don't know. Maybe it's no different than real politics, and that's my scathing commentary for this episode. This is another one called Myself, I Am, and That, which is a podcast where two synthetic clones engaged in mostly AI-generated conversations. In this episode of Myself, I Am, and That, our protagonists embark on a haunting journey to investigate their memories and unravel the unsettling truth about their experience, which they don't have.
Welcome back to Myself, I Am, and That. We have an email from a listener. Let's see what it says. Your last episode sucked. You guys didn't know what to say at the end. Don't waste our time.
This guy is a troll. We didn't even have an episode like that.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
I mean, these guys aren't not entertaining, but I do like that whatever AI they've been fed, it was like, well, you know, they all get shitty feedback. They all get terrible letters from listeners and then basically say like, nuh-uh. Here's a last AI one called Synthetic Stories, a fully AI-generated story podcast facilitated by the team at This Is Distorted. Everything, even the artwork, the sound design, it's all AI. So let's do a new purpose.
This is Synthetic Stories. From the short story you're about to... had always admired Jack's dedication towards the cause of animal welfare. He had a heart of gold and loved spending his weekends at the animal shelter.
Wow. Unless that has an amazing twist at the end. Wow. I'm so bored. You know what I mean? He had a heart of gold. He worked at an animal shelter. Oh, wow. Okay. Good job, AIs. I mean, on one hand, you know, I would be so tempted. I wonder if it's possible. I'm sure it is. For me to, like, feed all the episodes of this show into something and have it generate an episode of this show. I would be very curious to do that. Just to see what the topic was, but also it would be very disheartening because it would probably be like the best episode of this show that's ever existed, right? And then I'd be like, well, my life is over. Everything is ruined and the machines have matrixed me. Oh my God. All right. We'll see you next time.